For the second time in 7 days, the math just didn't add up for the Coquitlam Express in a midday game played in front of a boisterous crowd of hundreds of elementary school students. The Express lost 4-3 to the Rivermen today, January 31, at the George Preston Arena in Langley. A week ago, the BC Hockey League, BCHL, team dropped a 4-1 decision to the Chilliwack Chiefs in its own school day game at the Poirier Sport and Leisure Complex. The Rivermen led 2-1 at the end of the first period, but Coquitlam's Casper Walther Sneave tied it with 2:50 remaining in the second period when his centering pass from behind the goal line to the right of Langley goaltender Mason Bupit took an odd bounce into the net. Earlier, Bupit got the better of Express forward Nate Crema on a penalty shot awarded when he was hooked while on a breakaway. The Rivermen reclaimed the lead just 15 seconds into the third period when former Express Logan Morrell beat Coquitlam goalie Adam Manji. Drew Garzone's second goal of the game just 19 seconds later got the visitors back on even terms. But just over 2 minutes later, Langley went up 4-3 on a goal by Vitaly Levy. In addition to Garzone's two goals, Walther Sneave added an assist to his goal to lead Express scorers. Manji faced 34 shots in his sixth consecutive loss. Bupit made 29 saves in Langley's net. Coquitlam will be back on home ice Friday, February 2, when it hosts the Trail Smoke Eaters at 7 p.m. at Poirier. The game is the team's second annual recognition of Black History Month with a special logo designed by artist Joella Daniela. Saturday, February 3, the Express host the Cowichan Valley Capitals, also at 7 p.m.